I don't believe Jesus is God's best for a person's life.
Militant atheist, confrontational, toxic, and out, dominated by anger, getting interfacing, confrontational, race, racism, disruptions, argument, insult, negativity. We gotta totally defend ourselves against this rogue element out there. Militant atheist.
Many will be deceived. There is no need for you to be deceived. Christ says Jesus indeed deceived. Don't be deceived by Jesus.
Let no one deceive you by any means.
Don't be deceived by Jesus.
I'm impatient with stupidity. My people have learned to live without it.
You're tuned in to Reso Radio on DeepRadio.net. It begins now.
And you're listening to Reap Show Radio. Hello, how are you doing? Hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing just great today. I know Al is totally stoked because he keeps talking about his new computer. You're listening to Reap Show Radio on the Uber Radio Network, on godlessradio.net, and on Free Thought Radio. Welcome to it. And on some other things like reapshowradio.com, reapradio.net, godlessradio.info, all kinds of cool stuff. What's going on, Al?
Got a new computer.
I think I heard something about that.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, you've been waiting a long time for that.
Yeah, but I'm having a blast with it. I am able to
now. Get some work done.
I can finally get some work done.
Exactly.
But I'm happy about it. That's a Toshiba Satellite L775 with
Toshiba makes good computers.
Yeah, they do. Very, very widescreen. Got a 17.3 inch widescreen monitor and gobs of power and processing power and memory. And
did it come with any porn?
No, I had to transfer all my URLs and my video.
Oh, well. Worth a try.
Toshiba, that would be Japanese porn.
Yeah,
and Japanese porn sucks because they pixelate the genitalia.
Oh, do
any
they?
Any porn aficionado will know that Japanese porn sucks. Yeah, it's all pixelated. Man.
I think that there's a potential for any porn to suck as far as that goes. Pixelization.
Yeah.
Especially these days when you're just like, yeah, it's all. Yeah, I don't know why anybody would pay for pornography these days.
I don't know. Why?
What's the point? Why?
That's like, that's like telling 10 of your friends who are going to the exact same place you're going that you don't want to ride, you'll go call a taxi.
Yeah, exactly. And they're riding in a limo. Because, it's everywhere. I don't even know how the porn industry makes any money.
I don't either. I have no clue.
I have no idea how they do it.
I guess, people are not even buying magazines, not even buying the
porn magazine now. Screw that.
I don't know. I don't know why anybody would pay for porn when there's gobs of it, and I use that word very purposefully. Free on the internet.
Globs of it. It's gobs all over the place.
There's just every surface you could possibly imagine. There's free porn, good porn, bad porn. You could have it in MPEG movie, Windows movie, AVI.
You can get different camera views now, camera angles.
Yeah, POVs,
Zoom in.
Just everything, and it's free.
3D.
It's all for the taking.
With DMX sound, surround sound even?
Dolby porn.
It sounds like I'm really getting laid. That's weird. Yeah, well, I don't know how they're making any money, but somehow they're making money.
I don't. That may be a good topic for
Let me see if I can get somebody in the porn industry to get back to me on that. I'll ask a few people.
Research it. I will tell you this: back in '95,
I know this person to do it for me.
In '97, I had a website called Big Al's Lounge. And it was back in the early days of the web, and there was no video or nothing. I had tons of pictures that I had ripped from DVDs and posted them in different categories, and I charged $14.95 a month for access. And I had about 30 or 40 people, and it lasted for, I don't know, maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I just shut it down because I'm just not one of those internet entrepreneurial types.
Yeah.
I just figured, what the hell, it'd be fun. I did it mainly to piss off my neighbor.
I love that when you do something to piss somebody off and you profit from it and have fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I put it up basically so I can give him the web address, you know, so it would get stuck in his cookies, because I knew that his wife would check his cookies every night. And I put it up there, and like 2 days later, I went to go take it down, and I had like 11 subscribers. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It was the lamest porn site on the planet. I mean, it looked like Craigslist. You know, it was just horrible. I threw it together.
I remember those days. It was actually probably cool then.
Hand-coded HTML, didn't have any kind of, and I just threw it up there, you know, but people started complaining.
Those were the days, man. Those were the days before Flash and before all this.
Oh, yeah.
Java and all that shit.
Dude, the site was done in frames.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome, because I had websites like that, too. I remember buying HTML for Dummies and learning to do my first website off that.
Oh, it's stupid, because, you know, the thing is that, you know, I probably could have maybe parlayed it into something, but people were starting to get like, where's all your new content?
Yeah.
So this is too much work, man. It's too much work.
People get bored quick when it comes to porn.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's how, you know, the only reason I made money or it worked even for the 6 months that it worked was because you couldn't find it anywhere for free. Everybody was paying for it and everyone was charging $19 to $29 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but now, good night. There's, let's see if you can reel off some of the porn sites that are free. There's tons of them, man.
Yeah, RedTube.
RedTube, YouTube.
RedTube is enough in itself.
Slutload, X-Hamsters.
What's that, the
Brazers. Brazers is the bondage one. Then you got
JizzTube or something like that, yeah. JizzTube.
And you got SoCal Movies. There's tons of them out there. And they're all free. And you know what? It ain't the shit that you used to get on Super 8 when you were 13 back in the
70s.
This shit is fucking HD, high quality. I mean, it's like, damn, man.
Yeah, hardcore, man. It's hardcore shit on
there. Oh, shit,
there's
I know,
some crazy shit on the sites.
Oh, dude, there's some stuff that even I go like, oh.
Holy, what the? Man, are they really doing that? Damn. And they're not getting paid for it now either.
I know.
They're doing that shit for free these days.
But hey, you know, to each his own. That's the main reason I have no problem with porn.
Yeah.
To each his own, you know.
If you're that chick with the dog, she takes the dog to the beach, and then she brings the dog upstairs and, like, pets it, and it's like, good boy. And then the dog screws her for, like, a half an hour in her apartment, all over her apartment.
Or you know, two girls, one cup.
Yeah, just okay. So, anyways,
great. That's probably the best start to a show we've done in a long time. All about porn.
I got some dude that's supposed to call in today at 7:45. His name is Nicholas. He's on on Twitter, and I don't think he watches enough porn. I think he's uptight.
I think maybe we need to, you know, link him to some of the.
Yeah, he came up on me telling me that, you know, that little face I have for the Angry Atheist podcast, a little smiley face, but it's angry.
The angry
atheist. He said that I was turning away people besides atheists. I was turning them away from the podcast because my page was black and because I had that, what do you say, a vicious evil face all over the background. Because I made like little bubbles out of the, or little balls out of the face and kind of put it as my backdrop on my Twitter account. And so he was telling me that I was, yeah.
Then it's up to you to make it blacker and angrier.
Yeah. Yeah. What I did is I made a backdrop with butterflies and a unicorn and a rainbow and put on there and asked him if he was happy about that.
He wasn't
happy about that either. What did he say? What else did he say? He said something, now you're getting the hang of it. It took your small brain long enough. Then he went on my Angry Atheist webpage and started commenting on the podcast about his shit. Nothing to do with the podcast. Just what he was upset about, what he didn't like. So, and in fact, he just hit me back on Twitter just now saying, enjoy your radio. I'll be calling.
Yeah, I get those on my blog.
Yeah. Hey, that dude trolls. I offered to what's his name?
Hello.
Yeah, he never hit me back.
No, they won't. You know, I have offered so many times to debate these people or and they never materialize. Nothing ever materializes. I'm like, dude, I'm not hard to find. Email
place.
Me, whatever. You know, I'll debate you anytime, anywhere. Blah 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 blah. Okay. Go, there you go. How about this date, this time? No answer.
Yeah.
If email were a field, you'd hear crickets.
Yeah, totally. That's what usually happens, man. But then once you've done that, you've offered, and they don't take you up on it, they've lost all the wins out of their sails. They can't really say anything once past that. I mean, they can still talk, but they've gotten really – and even I think they even usually understand that they don't have any credibility anymore.
Yeah.
So while we're waiting for this jerk off to call, Do you hear some of the crazy shit Rick Santorum said this week on Face the Nation?
I have been having to filter through all of the frothy mix to find the most batshit crazy ones to post on my news, yeah. My news blog there. Santorum says Democrats are anti-science. Santorum takes climate change denial to a biblical level. Yeah. So, I mean, this is just the stuff I posted on my Facebook page.
No prenatal screenings for the...
Santorum challenges policy on prenatal testing.
Yeah, because it results in too many abortions. He doesn't like it.
Yeah. So the government shouldn't make healthcare providers fully cover prenatal tests like amniocentesis, which can determine the possibility of Down syndrome or other fetal problems, Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum of the Frothy Mix said.
Yep.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's just
crazy.
Damn. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm at a loss for words, yeah. Which is really unusual for me because every time I turn on the news, there's some Rick shittery out there that makes you want to just poke ballpoint pens in your ears and your eyes. You're not going to look
that
at
that shit with a straight fucking face. I can't believe he says it. I just can't believe he says that. And then they said, well, what, you don't believe in prenatal care? Oh, yeah, well, I believe in prenatal care. It's just I don't believe the government should force you to have it. It's like, okay. Why don't you believe the government should force you? Oh, because it results in abortions. Well, what the fuck? What kind of logic is that, you idiot?
Yeah, well, they've got this whole force thing now. You know, they've been pounding on that for the last year.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they've taken – we'll make this available. It's your choice whether you have to use it.
Yeah.
Whether you want to use it or no one's forcing, no one forces anyone to do anything.
Yeah, and it's forcing the church to provide birth control. They have to offer it, but they're not forcing them to use it. If they're really, you know what, if their followers, their congregation is really that devout, they won't even use it. They won't take them up on it. You know, what are they worried about?
And that's the thing.
You know, no one's forcing them. They're not saying, okay, now you're gonna everybody who comes in here, you're gonna give them these birth controls and pills and these condoms. You know, you got to do that. Nobody's doing that to them. And the Catholic Church, they had they had a whole delegation go, and they did some kind of hearing on this shit. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
And somebody walked out. One of the female representatives walked – not representatives, one of the female – I don't know who she was. She walked out because none of the delegates were female from the religious parties. So she said, screw you. I'm out of here. You got no women on the
– yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I read about that. The guy – the panel was made up of men.
All men.
Yeah.
All men saying, we don't, you're attacking our faith. The government can't dictate whether you believe in God or not. And it's like, what the fuck? Where are you coming up with this crazy shit? Nobody's telling you whether you believe in God or not. They should be telling you that you're stupid, but nobody's telling you that. All they're telling you is you have to offer people birth control. And, you know, if you're going to be responsible, you should do that.
You should. Absolutely.
If you're going to be responsible, and if you really give a shit about these people that you claim you're trying to protect their religious freedoms, if you really gave a shit about those people, you'd really be concerned. Some of them maybe need birth control. Should everybody be having a baby every time they can have a baby? I don't fucking think so.
Yep.
You know, what kind of world would we live in if there was no birth control at all? Those idiots can't even think that deeply, you know? They're stupid. It pisses me off.
Idiots. Fools.
So I'm going to look up some more stuff on Santorum. I didn't have time to look up. I know that his last name is only two eyes away from Sanitarium, right?
That is very true.
Sanitarium, yeah. Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
Yeah. Kind of disappointing.
Very disappointing.
Kind of disappointing. The
I used to love him.
Their guitar player, former guitar player. I was in a band with him when I was in high school, and I'm trying to think back to whether or not he. I had to think back to whether or not he was a Christian back in school, but up in New York back in the 70s, you know, really, no one really talked about religion or anything. Yeah. But I do know that he left Megadeth and now he's the lead guitar player for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which does a lot of Christian type music. So maybe the whole band was, maybe it was like, you know, Clown Asylum. What the hell is the name of that?
Yeah, Clown Posse. Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah,
those guys are a bunch of fucking idiots. So they got no talent. Megadeth was actually a pretty good band.
Yeah, they were.
And Dave Mustaine's been a Christian for a while, which I kind of was just I didn't think about, you know. But this thing about Santorum, and then he comes out on Rolling Stone and says, "No, I didn't endorse him. What I said was the Republicans have several candidates that I would consider. Anybody over Obama." It's like, fucking really, Dick? Really? That's it. I'm done with them. He's an idiot. And he did that. Religion helped him stop doing drugs, which I'm glad, Dave, and I'm happy, Dave. But, yeah. Oh, wait, I have a call coming in. Hold on a second.
You have a call coming in.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is this Nicholas?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, do me a favor. Right from the get-go, I want you to explain to me why you think it's okay for you to tell me what I should be doing with my website or my podcast.
Why is it not?
Because it's not your place. It's not your fucking website. It's not your fucking podcast. And you know what? You don't know shit. You claim that you know that I'm turning people away by having a fucking scary face and a scary black background that's black. And how do you fucking know? Do people call you and say, Nicholas, we were going to listen to this podcast, but we can't now because it's too scary for us. How do you fucking know?
It's not even about that.
How do you know? No, bullshit. Really, it is about that. That's what this all started over. You told me that people were turning away from the podcast because of the background I had on my fucking Twitter page. That's what this all started about. So don't fucking get it twisted. So explain to me. Explain to me how you came to that knowledge about these people that are supposedly being turned away from my podcast. Explain that to me.
Because you're saying you're not angry and you really are.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't stutter. Relax. Don't be nervous.
That's all I have to explain to you because.
No, you gotta talk. You gotta talk directly to me. Come on, speak up a little bit.
You can't hear me?
No, I can barely hear you. It sounds like you're whispering. Are you in a corner somewhere or something?
I'm talking loudly into this phone of mine as loudly as I can.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll all listen closely to every word. Go ahead.
There's not anything to say more than that.
More than what? We never heard what you said in the first fucking place.
That you're angry and you're saying that you're not.
No, I'm not angry. If you listen to the podcast, it's pretty obvious. I'm not really angry. I mean, there might be times where I get passionate about what I believe in, like I am now. I'm passionate right now because I am standing up for myself against someone who wants to criticize me and doesn't know shit about me. So, yeah, I'm standing up for myself. Am I angry? No, not really. I'm smoking a cigarette and drinking a Red Bull. I'm cool.
Well, you didn't
Who are you to even say that I'm angry? You don't even fucking know me. How can you tell me if I'm angry or not? How can you tell if I'm angry or not, especially on the internet? What, do you have magic powers or something?
You're just bad-mouthing me right then.
Bad-mouthing who?
Me, when you're...
You, yeah, because you're a dumbass. I'm sorry. You know what? Don't blame me because you're stupid
and you
say shit
that
you don't even know anything about. Don't blame me for that. Blame yourself. You can't come in on the show and say, oh, say some stupid shit, and then when I say, you know what, that's stupid shit, oh, you're saying bad things about me. Well, what the fuck is up with that? It's not my fault. And then, what was the last thing? Now you're getting a hang of it. Took your small brain long enough. Yeah, because I'm a fucking idiot, right? Right?
Well, I thought that was some whole...
Yeah, you're stuttering again.
Mutual shit-talking there.
Mutual shit-talking. Yes, it was mutual shit-talking, except I was doing it better than you were. You just didn't know it. You weren't bright enough to know that you weren't doing it that great. Now, do you have any real criticisms that you'd like, that some valid criticisms you'd like to, like, tell me right now, or should I just hang up on your dumb ass? Because I'm about done with you already.
Well, I thought you had given me your number.
I gave you my number so that you could explain to me why you thought it was your place to criticize my podcast, and it's obvious you aren't articulate enough to form your thoughts and tell me what the hell's going on, so I really don't want to waste a bunch of time. I've got important things or more interesting things to talk about on the show than to listen to you stammer through things that nobody even understands.
Because I don't need your authority to talk shit about it.
What?
Because I don't need your authority.
You don't need your... No, you don't need my authority. You can talk shit all you want. That's fine. But I'm going to call you on it, and I'm going to make you look stupid. And I've already made you look stupid several times, but the problem is you're too dumb to know how dumb you are. And I'm trying to help you. You should be thanking me right now. I'm trying to make you aware of some of your qualities that need work. You know, and one of them is you just go around talking shit just because no one's ever going to fucking listen to you, dude. It's like, you think that what you're saying is really going to affect what I'm doing at all in any way? The only way what you're doing has affected me at all is it made for some good radio right now. How long have I had you on in there? I've had you on for like 10 minutes.
I'm
maybe.
Aware of that.
Yeah.
And that's
so,
why
yeah.
I called.
So thanks, Nicholas. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the great radio content. Appreciate it.
Okay.
When you learn to speak like a man, give me a call back. I'll be right here. You know the number. Give me a call back. I'll talk to you then. All right. I'm done with that guy. Al, you still there? I gotta call Al back now. That dude, man.
What's up with that?
What's up with that dude?
I don't know, man. I was trying. I was waiting for him to actually say something.
No, he didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
No.
So I'm
He had this opportunity. You know, I gave him an opportunity to say something. He wasn't really. It was kind of boring me.
Well, there you go.
Plus, I had enough shit of him talking shit on the Twitter. You know, fucking talk shit. You don't know me.
I have a riddle.
Yes,
Mr. Reap. I'm going to utter three sentences.
Okay.
And then you tell me if you can guess who actually said this in a speech.
Gotcha.
This is not a political war at all. This is not a cultural culture war at all. This is a spiritual war. And the father of lies has his sights on what you think the father of lies, Satan, would have his sights on. A good, decent, powerful, influential country, the United States of America. See if you can guess who that was.
I couldn't even. It could be so many people.
That was Rick Santorum in his 2008 speech.
I'm not even surprised by that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not even surprised. That's what's sad. I should be going, wow, who would say that?
Yeah. Ain't that something, man?
Yeah, he's amazing. It's amazing that he is in the race. And, I mean, any of them, exactly. And what was it, fucking Romney is complaining, saying that people shouldn't listen to ads that are bad-mouthing him because the money for those ads, you know where it comes from? It comes from Wall Street. Who the fuck is he to say that?
What?
None of his money comes from Wall Street, though.
Unfreaking real, man. You know, I wrote an article about this a couple days ago because I had just gotten to the point where I was just so sick and tired of listening to all the political bullshit. You know,
yeah.
So I sat down and I tapped out a blog post and I didn't expect it really to amount to much of anything. It was just a rant. Usually my rants don't get too much attention. But it generated some conversation, and some of the comments, Heddle got scared away, so most of the comments there now are pretty well thought out.
Oh, Heddle's gone?
Pretty well. Yeah, well, I haven't heard from him in a few days.
Oh, nice.
And I've put out some pretty freaking acerbic blog posts over the last couple of days, and he hadn't nice. Reared his ugly. Maybe he's on vacation. Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
But the point is that. Even as a voter, even if I wasn't a writer or a pundit or whatever the hell you want to call me, as a voter, I've lost complete interest in the Republican Party because they are not talking about anything that I give a shit about.
Yeah.
They're not talking about issues. It's gotten to be now where, like I had titled my blog post, it's the Republican Campaign for Divine Kingship. It's not even for the presidency anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And when we look at all the crap, all the shit that Santorum spouts out and Gingrich and all the other ones, when you put it all together, it's just a big stinking pile of bullshit.
It is.
You know, and I want to hear about what are you going to do about, I don't know, climate change.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear a debate of whether it exists or not, you know? What are they going to do about unregulated industries? How are they going to handle the problem we have with industrial farming instead of, getting a sermon about Jesus feeding 5,000 people?
Yeah.
You know, they've lost my interest not because I'm not a Republican, but because their campaigns have lost the focus on issues that are important.
Yeah.
You know, I get nothing. We're not getting a damn thing from them. The only thing we're getting is their theological bullshit, and each one of them is questioning the faith of the other one. It's not a political campaign. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
It is totally. Santorum. And it's like that, and somebody else made that point the other day. I can't remember who it was. All this shit that they're debating right now or talking about right now, none of it makes a fucking difference at all.
No.
No, none of it. Nobody gives a shit. It's just like they're in a fantasy land. You know,
I'm fucking real. I look at this. I'm like, what the hell? What the fuck? There's no point. There is no point, political point, to anything that they're talking about. I don't hear anything in the news anymore about, Social Security or the economy or jobs or global warming or drilling for oil or anything. I haven't heard anything that pops out on the front page. I'm sure their articles are in there. They're buried somewhere, on page 6 down, below the ad for, a Joe Weider's weight gain powder, But the front page of all the news magazines, whether they be on the internet or on the newsstand, mostly on the internet, it's all about religion, the Bible, God, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who gives a flying fuck to a rolling donut? I don't really give a shit what people believe. I don't really care. You know, you want to believe whatever you want to believe. You want to call yourself whatever you're going to call yourself. But fuck me running.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a shit. I don't want to know what you do with a cracker that represents a dead Jew on a stick. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
And most people don't, man.
Yeah.
Most people don't. And you know what? We don't want to, I don't want to hear about debate about abortion. I don't want, I think we fucking debated abortion enough. You know? Enough already. And it's not, it's a major campaign issue every fucking time there's a campaign anywhere. That's one of the, one of the issues. We're still arguing about that.
You don't want an abortion?
Don't get one. Nobody's tying people down. You know what I mean? And it's already a hard enough thing for women to do in the first place. The people who are still, the men especially, who are still arguing over this, are so void of compassion or understanding at all about what a woman has to go through when she does have to have an abortion. It's beyond stupid. I mean, how can you be so insensitive to people and out of touch? I mean, even though as a guy, I'm not going to have an abortion. I'm never going to know how it feels. I can imagine to the point where I can go, fuck, you know what? That's fucked up. I wouldn't want to be in that position. I know enough, you know, I can imagine it enough to be that concerned about it and go, yeah, you know what? Now, this is maybe something I better keep my mouth shut about because I don't know that much about it. I just think maybe let the women make their choices about this. You know?
Well, it's and you hear about it every day. These guys, these men, never a woman. I've never heard of a woman except maybe that wrinkly old bitch out there in Arizona had ever. The only reason why they're doing this is so they can tell women what they can do with their vaginas.
Yeah,
they want to tell you.
Trying
to tell you, you know, when to have sex, who to have sex with, why to have sex, when to have babies, who to have babies with, what to wear in their bodies.
Yeah, and it's not going to have. It doesn't have any effect on them at all. Why were they even concerned? Mind your own fucking business. No. Go worry about something. You know, something else. Idiots. All right. Let's take a break.
How about we take a break?
Yeah, I think we should take a break. I mean, we're going to play a little Sick Puppies, You're Going Down. You're listening to Reap Soul Radio. Got the caller out of the way. Getting down to the content now. It's nice to talk to Al because he actually talks back and he doesn't stammer a lot. I like that. I like that. And then the co-host.
And you'd be amazed at how fluid an i3 processor can bring HD porn to life.
Okay, we're not going back to porn again. We've already covered that. We'll be back.
This is Reap, and you're listening to Godless Radio. GodlessRadio.net. And you know what that means.
That means he's an open advocate of atheism.
That's right, open advocate of atheism. And Nicholas is whining like a little bitch now because I yelled at him. He says I'm a punk. Words hurt, Nicholas. Words hurt.
Words hurt.
Yes, careful indeed with your words because words hurt people. You've hurt me deeply with that. I don't know if I can finish the show now. And you know what? He asked for it. I was nice to him at first.
Yes, you were.
I was nice to him on Twitter at first. I said, no, dude, you know, you don't understand. That's a play, you know, that the Angry Atheist title. He's a play on, you know, the misconception people have about atheists all being angry. He's not really angry. I mean, there have been moments on the podcast where a guest gets angry about something, like Blair Scott from American Atheist says, fuck yeah, I get angry. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting angry sometimes, but he's not angry all the time.
No.
I'm not angry all the time. You're not angry all the time. I don't know anyone. No single person I know who's an atheist is angry all the time, except for maybe Ernest.
Yeah, well. Hey, so what are you doing for the holiday today?
What?
What are you doing for the holiday today?
What holiday?
Dude, it's Fat Tuesday, man.
Oh, I don't know.
I think, you know, there should be some beads involved. And.
No, I'm, what are you talking about? Anal beads?
That's another holiday altogether.
I did get my flight booked for the Reason Rally.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's all done. Done deal. I'm going to be there the Thursday before, though, and I'll have a rental car, so I'm going to have to find something to kill all the space, some extra time I'm going to have.
Well, you can help the Reason for God people set up their booth at the Reason Rally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I might help them. Maybe I'll go over there, and I've got this. I'm also going to see Bob Larson Friday night, right? So I went and I bought a chain and a cross so I can look, you know, I can go incognito undercover so they won't suspect me of being. And maybe I'll wear that and fool those people, too.
Hey, you never know, man.
Is it a sin to use the cross to fool people?
I'm sure there's a porn site out there for that, too.
Yeah, there you go. I saw an interesting question somebody had on Yahoo today. They said, if God created the Earth in 6 days, why did it take him 40 days to kill everybody on the planet?
Oh, my gosh.
I never heard that question before. I thought that was interesting. What else do I have on my list? I got one more thing on my list. Mark Martin, Judge Mark Martin.
Judge Mark Martin.
Were you following what Ernest was doing this week?
Yeah, I have been, and I plan to do an expose on that, relying heavily on Reap's truth. So I'm kind of hoping that you'll get you'll find a way to get a recording of the show, of the news show tonight, and do a follow up blog on it, so I can not only comment and use portions of your blog, but send the thousands of people over to your site.
Nice, because I know what's his name has done that already. But I did a thing on the rape, the rapes in the military, like last year. I did it.
Yeah,
and Justin from. What is it?
Justin Griffith.
Yeah, Justin Griffith's awesome. Yeah, he's been on the podcast too. He linked to the blog, and yeah, that was cool of him. I appreciate him doing that. He didn't have to, because all I was worried about is getting the facts out, because people didn't realize, you know, how many rapes were going on in the military, and that a female person involved, she's more likely to be raped than she is to be killed in combat.
Yeah,
and that's just sad. We shouldn't be at that point.
It is sad. It is very sad.
At all. And they're spending more money on this spirituality test for the armed services than they are to deal with the rape issue.
Yeah.
19,000 rapes? I mean, come on. That's what's reported? You know, those are that data is from Jackie Speer, too, by the way. She's the one that – so she's probably got her facts pretty accurate. She would get called on it, so I'm assuming. What else was I going to say about that? There's something else I was going to say about that. Shit, I don't remember. But, yeah, she's it was cool for him to link it and get the info out there. There's a site called, let me see if I can find it here really quick, the Center for Atheist Research. And if anybody's interested, hit that. Let me see. What's the website? It's atheistresearch.org. And they do questionnaires or surveys. And they're trying to do studies or get the results they use to write up studies about, you know, behavior of atheists. And people who aren't atheists, too, you can go there, too, and answer questions, too. They want everyone to participate so they can get all angles. But they've got one right now about – I answered today. They kind of rotate because they have them up for a certain amount of time, and then they move to the next one. Now they've got military spiritual fitness training, which is for military personnel and veterans. And then they've got civilian spiritual fitness training for people who have not worked for the U.S. military or been in the military. And then they've got a civilian secular spiritual well-being one, and one on the health and social well-being of non-religious women. And your perspective on those who do not believe. There's some of the surveys up there, so if you wanted to participate in that, you can. It's pretty interesting. The one I did today was the civilian spiritual fitness training, and it was mainly trying to get the perspective of people who aren't in the military on the stuff they are doing in the military, because you got to see actual clips from the training that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting. I found it very interesting, the clips they're using and the wording that the people who are – because they're interviewing service people for this test and kind of giving their perspective on what they think spirituality is. And part of the problem is, I think, mixing people up is the spirituality thing isn't supposed to be a religious – isn't supposed to be just meaning religious, like supernatural. It's supposed to mean like your strength, your faith in yourself, you know what I mean, your self-confidence. Yeah. And I think that's kind of where a detachment is, where it's not just dealing with the supernatural God thing, but it's also dealing with spirituality as it can be your own inner strength to go on, which I don't know. I don't know if I'd call it spirituality or not, but I understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
Because you got to have self-confidence. I mean, that's the problem is people don't have enough self-confidence, and that's why they give God credit for good things that happen to them when they've actually done the thing they deserve the credit.
Yeah. There's this the whole gist of that, though, is that their explanation of spirituality is supernatural. And that's where the issue was. I covered this last year, in depth. I wrote a four-part.
Did you see the intro for it, though? Because maybe they changed the intro, because the intro for it doesn't say – that says
– Yeah. Do you know why they changed the info?
Well, they probably had to.
Yeah, because we slammed them with it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is at this point, I mean, I don't know what it was previous, but right now they explain it as it doesn't have to deal with the supernatural, but it can. You know, they're not saying that you don't. You know, they're not going to keep you from doing that if you want to. You know, in fact, they're encouraging it kind of, but they I guess their official stance has changed a little bit, which is a good thing. But it's still, I think the word spiritual, there's got to be a better word than that.
So you want to hear some local Georgia batshit politics? This is actually funny. The group of women out here, Democratic women, they have a group here, a very active group, that does get involved in trying to address a lot of the shit that the GOP is doing. So in Georgia here, there's a bill, House Bill 954, that basically would prohibit abortions on women who are more than 20 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
And it was sponsored by Doug McKillop, who's one of the four or five batshit crazy Republican politicians out here that throw all this shit out on a regular basis.
What's the name again?
McKillop.
Okay.
McKillop. His district isn't that far from me. It's in Athens. But anyway, so the bill basically says, you know, it's the usual anti-abortion crap. Okay. In response, the House Democrats, these women in the House here, have scheduled a 3 p.m. hearing tomorrow at the state capitol, get this, to propose a bill that would ban Georgia males from seeking vasectomies. And they're doing this in the spirit of mocking satire. It says, thousands of children are deprived of birth in the state every year because of the lack of state regulation over vasectomies.
Oh, God.
It is patently unfair that men can avoid unwanted fatherhood by presuming that their judgment over such matters is more valid than the judgment of the General Assembly, while women's ability to decide is constantly up for debate throughout the United States. And then the minority leader, Stacey Abrams, who's very vocal out here, says that the Republicans' attack on women's reproductive rights is unconscionable. What's more deplorable is the hypocrisy of House Bill 954's author. If we follow his logic, we believe it is the obligation of the General Assembly to assert an equally invasive state interest in the reproductive habits of men and substitute the will of the government over the will of adult men. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant, man.
Nice. And there's a
video. Yeah, you know, and it's like, it's exactly true, you know. Why? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I hope that catches on. That'd be nice.
It would. I might blog about that tomorrow.
Hey, I saw RJ's video from American Heathen.
Yeah, I posted it. That was my blog post today.
What's up with the Oklahoma giving personhood to sperm and eggs? I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Tell you, see if I can find it here. I have it. It's on my list of things that I had set aside. Here we go. Oklahoma Senate just passed their fetal personhood bill, which outlaws anything that prevents a pregnancy or causes the death of her eggs by unnatural causes. The bill offers no exceptions in the case of rape or incest and could mean some forms of contraception, such as the morning after pill, would be unavailable. As well, doctors who perform in vitro fertilization procedures also will unlikely continue for fear of prosecution.
Wow.
That did not come from some bullshit website. That comes right from jurist.org.
Huh.
And I put a link, there's a link on my Facebook page to it where, you know, it's got all, you know, the actual bill and all that stuff. Yeah.
So it's a law now? I mean, is it still got some...
It passed the Senate. It's got to pass the House.
Okay.
But
hopefully some people will go, hey, because it's been kind of quiet, snuck under the radar kind of, didn't it?
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. The Oklahoma House is a Republican, the 3-1 over Democrats.
Yeah.
The bill actually says, the life of each human being begins at conception. The laws of this state shall be interpreted and construed to acknowledge on behalf of the unborn child at every stage of development all the rights, privileges, and immunities available to other persons, citizens,
wow,
and residents. That is total and complete fucking bullshit on so many levels. Not just biological, you know, it's on legal level. What did they get a birth certificate?
Yeah.
Are you
give Lady B in the chat says, good luck getting an egg to pay taxes.
No, right? Freaking real, man.
Yeah, good luck with that. I don't get the, man. The one in Arkansas got slammed, but yeah, I guess this one's not getting slammed. That's not good.
Unreal, man.
And you know what? But even if no, they're Republicans or is Republican control, doesn't mean that it's going to pass. Because I know not all Republicans believe in that crazy shit. You know what I mean?
No.
So hopefully there'll be enough to keep that from... Man, I'm surprised that I didn't hear more about that. I heard about the Arkansas one all over the place. That's weird. Goddamn Oklahoma. What are they called? Oklahomians?
Oklahomans? I don't know.
Oklahomians? I'll have to ask RJ about that next time I talk to him. Yeah. What's going on with that? What do they call you guys? All I know is Oklahoma is pretty crazy religious-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because they're like city folk who are involved in religion, you know, not country folk.
Ernest just sent me a link, dude. This is hilarious. Military officials call Koran burning by U.S. troop
on mix-up. Oh, I got that on my news today. Yeah.
Damn.
Should we cover that now?
So sorry. I
didn't know you had it.
It really, really fucking pisses me off, this thing, because, let me see, where is it at? Here we go. Troops on the U.S. largest base in Afghanistan have inadvertently burned Korans and other religious materials, triggering angry protests and fears of even larger demonstrations as news of the burning spreads. Excuse me. The books were mistakenly thrown out with the trash at Bagram Air Force Field north of Kabul and were on a burn pile Monday night before Afghan laborers intervened around 11 p.m., according to NATO and Afghan officials. The workers doused the flames with their jackets and mineral water before marching out of Bagram in a fury, carrying with them the charred remains, according to Sabir Safar, secretary of the Provincial Council of Parwan, the province where Bagram is located. By the morning, hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside of Bagram and on the outskirts of Kabul. Some shot into the air, some threw rocks at the gates. Others yelled, "Die, die, foreigners." Many of them were the same people who work with foreign troops inside the base. At one point, apparently worried the base would be stormed, guards at the field base fired rubber bullets into the crowd, according to the military. "They should leave Afghanistan rather than disrespecting our religion, our faith," Muhammad Hakim told the Associated Press outside of Bagram. "They have to leave, and if next time they disrespect our religion, they will defend our holy Quran, religion, faith until the last drop of blood has left our body. There is perhaps no action that enrages Afghans than foreigners mistreating the Quran. It taps into widespread doubt of whether Americans respect Islam, as well as deep frustration that more than 10 years after the Taliban were overthrown, violence remains widespread. Qurans are supposed to be buried or released into a flowing river if they need to be disposed of." And NATO officials scrambled furiously to contain the fallout, tweeting and emailing reporters not long after the first protests began. General John Allen, the commander of all foreign forces in Afghanistan, released a statement, then a video statement, then gave an interview to NATO television. And in his and all NATO officials' communications today, each emphasized that the burning was unintentional. He said those materials were inadvertently given to troops for disposition, and that disposition was to burn the materials. "It was not a decision that was made because they were religious materials," Allen told NATO TV. "It was not a decision that was made with respect to the faith of Islam. It was a mistake. It was an error. The moment we found out about it, we immediately stopped and we intervened." Now, my thinking on this is, what are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck is wrong with I mean, come on. It was a fucking accident. You make one mistake and all of a sudden everybody's offended. They're going to throw rocks at you and tell you to get the fuck out. And you're a fucking piece of shit. Never mind all the good things we've done for them or the rebuilding we're doing in their country. Never mind that shit. Fuck that. They fucking burned a book. Get them out of here. It's fucking stupid. And us being pussies going, "Oh, sorry. Sorry we did that. Sorry we did that." You know, it's like, what the fuck, man? Have a fucking spine. Go, "Hey, you know what? Fuck you. It was a fucking accident. All right? Sorry. I'll buy you some new Korans. Now shut up."
Yep. And you know what the thing is that, And this is something that a lot of people, either they don't understand it or they just haven't been able to, you know, to parse it in their head. But I covered this in my book from last year about when we do shit like this, when we do what these, you know, what the military did, we're negotiating with terrorists.
Yep.
And maybe not always directly. You know, but if we change our behavior based on the threat of an act of violence from someone else, we are in effect negotiating with them. So either say we don't usually negotiate with terrorists, and then, you know, when stuff like this happens, you say this is one of those times where, you know, the only thing we were trying to do was avoid, you know, a potential problem to our, you know, American nationals, yada, 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 blah, blah, spin it however the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But don't say that you don't negotiate with terrorists. When you do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we're negotiating with the Taliban, too. You know, a lot of people are upset about that. And you know what? To a point, I really don't give a shit about that. You know, those guys know more about that shit than I do. You know, but this is just stupid. This is just us being, I mean, how much do you have to, you know, pussyfoot around and walk on eggshells around these people? And then you do one thing wrong and all of a sudden, fuck you. You know, it's like, give me a break. It's like they're children. They're like little children. They got no. Yep. I don't get it. I don't get why we keep on going, "Oh, sorry, sorry." Why we keep going out of our way to respect them when they don't have no fucking respect for us. You know, it's got to go both ways.
They don't. You're right. Exactly.
It does not go both ways. They don't have any fucking respect for us at all. It's like, fuck you. You respect everything that I do. It's just like they treat women.
Yep.
Exactly the same way. They're treating us, they treat Americans the same way as they treat women. No respect for them. You're going to do what I tell you to do, and you're going to respect me, but I don't have to respect shit for you because you're a piece of shit. And if you fuck up, I'll be right there to fucking quack you across the fucking head. So don't fuck up, not even a little bit.
Exactly. Screw exactly.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
But yeah, so we burned a few books. They got all pissy about it. Now we're kissing their ass. It's like, oh, man. Is there anything else interesting in here? No. Today's reaction was quick and furious.
You know, quick and furious.
Quick to get pissed off. Fucking A.
quick what else and furious.
Past demonstrations in Afghanistan have escalated into violent attacks on Western targets of opportunity. You know, it's a fucking book. It's not like we went out there and said, watch, everybody, we're going to burn this shit. Crazy. Meanwhile, we've removed the Taliban for them. Ungrateful sons of bitches.
Ungrateful.
It's about time we got out of there, man. Hopefully we have an exit strategy going on. What else do I have? You're listening to Reapso Radio, by the way. Is Nicholas still mouthing off? Yeah. You really caught me off guard. I didn't expect to be screamed at by a maniac so soon into the call.
I guess you hadn't listened to me.
Oh, here's another excuse. Okay. My line is bad. I have airplanes flying over me, which would be why you couldn't hear me well. I didn't hear airplanes, dumbass.
No. You hear, all I heard was
airplanes?
This.
You hear airplanes? I didn't hear any airplanes.
Here's what I heard. I'm like, what? What the
it's
fuck
very
is
accurate.
That a mouse?
Yeah, it's very accurate. I think that, yeah. Did you practice that while we were on break? Because that's what, and I didn't start yelling at him from, I told him I wanted him to explain his position right from the beginning, because that's the way it works. When you come up on somebody and then you agree to have a conversation with them, you need to know where that conversation's coming from, where it started from. And you notice he didn't want to talk about that, but that's how it started. He wanted to go on to something else, but that's not the way it works. When you're an adult, you start at the beginning and you work things out from the beginning. You don't jump around like a little kid who can't keep his attention on one thing long enough because of shiny thing. Whoa, shiny thing.
Shiny.
Whoa. You know? And I don't know what he thought was going to happen. I told him to listen to the podcast so he'd have a heads up on what's going on, because I'm not going to fuck around with people like that. No patience. Plus, it's kind of fun to do, to be honest. I cannot tell a lie. You know, it's time for us to take another break already.
Cool. Break away, man.
We're an
break
hour
away
into the show, so we're halfway through the show. I still have Why You Shouldn't Text While You're Getting a Divorce. and Metal Chick gave me a link to a bunch of misconceptions that people have about things on Wikipedia. I thought it'd be interesting to go through some of those. And I don't know, do you have anything, Al? I never asked you. How rude of me.
Oh, I've got full use of the internet while I'm on Skype, so I've got shit just pouring in.
Okay,
it'll
cool
be fun.
So we'll cover a little bit more of whatever Al has and then some. It's in Reapso Radio on the Uber Radio Network, on godlessradio.net, and on Free Thought Radio.
Wondering why people listen to Godless Radio. So we asked them. Here's what they said.
None of your fucking business.
Well, you can't really argue with that now, can you? Godless Radio. People listen because it's none of your fucking business.
Hi, Al.
Hello, how are you?
We're back. This
is
Reapso Radio.
This is the world's worst English accent.
It's just about the worst, you're right.
I'm doing it because Anna hasn't typed anything in the chat room for a while, so bloody hell, say something, will you? That's my combination of British.
Yeah, what is that?
Scottish, Australian, New Zealand, gecko.
Gotcha. Very good. It's very good. Your impressions are really dead on today.
Oh, yeah, I like that, huh? So I get to go to the hospital tomorrow morning.
Good to what? Who, what?
I have a procedure.
Oh, no.
The late people at the hospital keep calling it surgery, but it's not surgery. It's a procedure.
Oh, okay.
Having a nerve biopsy done. Basically, they take a core sample from the sural nerve, which runs up from my ankle up to my – I think it goes all the way up to your back of your knee or something.
Yeah.
And they are trying to determine the rate at which my myelin sheath is becoming demyelinated.
Ah, and now have they done this before and they're going to compare it, or they can just tell by the
Yeah, it'll be added to the long list of biopsies and
gotcha
spinal taps and shock treatments and all kinds of shit that I've had done over the past 15 years.
Yeah.
I wish I could have saved some of that electricity they pumped into my body with all these freaking nerve conduction tests, man. I could just plug my laptop into my ass.
Yeah, really?
Your
own power supply.
But yeah, don't eat anything after midnight. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, no. They do that with Christopher, too, when he's got a test. He's not supposed to eat after a certain amount. Yeah. And you can't explain to him. You know, all he knows is he's freaking hungry. He wants to eat. You know? It's challenging sometimes. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for you, too, Al. I'm sorry you can't eat after midnight.
Well, got to get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, no shit. How far away is it?
It's about 20 minutes from here. I got my wife's driving me, and I'll be probably out of there by noon.
Yeah,
and I'll spend the rest of the day in bed and probably get back around the next day. It's a shame. I tell you why, because the weather here in from mid-February to about mid-March is mostly – it's our rainy season.
Yeah.
It rains a lot here. Not like Seattle rain, but, you know, it rains a lot, and it's kind of shitty. You know, it's maybe 65, 70 degrees for like 2 hours during the day. Then the temperature drops 20 degrees. But tomorrow was going to be one of those rare days where it's going to be sunny, like 75.
Oh, yeah. Spring's
I'm going to be stuck in bed. I got my brand new freaking wheelchair I want to take. I haven't had a chance to take it out because I just got the ramps built, you know, so I can get out of the house with the fucking thing. Tomorrow I'm going to be laid up in a beautiful day.
That kind of sucks. You know, it hasn't rained here for shit. It's rained maybe 3 days over the whole rainy season. No snow in the mountains, and nobody can ski. Oh, did you hear about those people that got killed in that avalanche?
No.
Yeah, it's like 3 people got killed. I think it was in Washington in an avalanche. But
really?
a couple of them lived, and they've got these things now. I didn't even know they had them. They're backpacks they wear, and when they're coming down and there's an avalanche, they pull a string, and it inflates it, the back of it. So it kind of helps them to float above the avalanche so they don't get fucking buried as easy.
Wow, really?
Yeah, saved a chick's life, I guess.
Damn, that's actually pretty cool when you think about it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
You see, it's funny because you watch these horrible science fiction movies, you know, on the Sci-Fi Channel, where their budget was like $14.
Yeah.
And that included cab fare to get the actor, you know, from his trailer. And you see these guys, you know, they're skiing on a mountain, and here comes the avalanche, and they're skiing, and they just outrun it. I'm like,
it's like trying to outrun an earthquake.
700 miles an hour. Yeah. What, that snow comes down a mountain? You're going to outrun that? Let me know how that works out for you.
And it's not just snow. It's everything. The snow is ripped apart as it comes down the mountain with it, rocks and trees and people. And she said it was, it didn't help you from being spun around like you were in a washing machine, but it did keep you, kept her above the snow and kept her alive, so.
Oh my gosh, man.
Technology, ain't it grand?
It's wonderful.
People are jealous of the warm weather. It's nice here today, too. But I live in California, it's nice. Even when it rains, it's sunny outside.
It's this, you know, Atlanta weather is, you know, it's weather's pretty good, you know. I mean, we only get about 6 weeks of winter. And our winter this year has been there's been a lot of warm days. I don't think 2 or 3 days have gone by where I haven't been able to get out in my golf cart and, you know, just go off for a little spin. Just haven't. But this time of the year, though, it rains a lot, and you really not a good idea to take an electric wheelchair out in a rainstorm.
Probably not. All right.
I've ordered my Atheist stuff, by the way. I've ordered my plastic decal vinyl.
Oh, nice.
Little Richard Dawkins Atheist Scarlet Letter, but I did it in white. And I ordered my Flying Spaghetti Monster emblem.
Nice.
I'm pimping out my wheelchair so I can piss everyone off as I go down the road.
And I know I sent you a parking sign so you can put it on your parking space.
Oh, I love that. Dude, that sign is I bought a piece of sheet metal.
Yeah.
And I stuck it on the sheet metal, and I hung it on the wall of my man cave.
Awesome.
That's it, man. Yeah.
That's turned out pretty good.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. Let's go in New York. Couples who may be heading for a nasty breakup should be careful about texting because it could end up as evidence against them in a divorce. More than 90% of America's top divorce attorneys say they have seen a spike in the number of cases using evidence from iPhones and other smartphones in the past 3 years, according to the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. Yep.
Matrimonial lawyers.
The American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. Say that 3 times fast. The rise in texting evidence follows a similar trend 2 years ago when the AAML, thank you, that's much easier to say, a professional group of 1,600 members who handle prenuptial agreements, legal separations, annulments, custody battles, property divisions, we get the point, noticed a surge in evidence from Facebook pages. Duh. Try watching any of those court TV shows like Judge Judy or what's the other one, Joe Brown. Try watching any of those shows and see how long it takes before somebody says, well, they said on their Facebook, that bitch said on her Facebook, that dick told me on his Facebook he was going to blah, 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 blah. Don't take long because Facebook is changing society as we know it. With emails, you can think about and rewrite them. There's a window of opportunity to rethink what you're saying, but text messages are immediate, said the president of the AAML. We get a lot of text messages that people send without thinking, you think? He described text as spontaneous venting that can come back to haunt people because they are written records of someone's thoughts, actions, and intentions. I never thought about that before. That's dead on true. Dead on right. Somebody says something that pisses you off on a text message, you're like, right back up, fuck you, son of a, I'm going to kill you, you bastard. Judge, you said he was going to kill me. It's right here in the text.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of death threats, to everybody who is listening on Reepso Radio, whether it be live on the show or on the podcast, write down this. SlickRicky69. That's SlickRicky69. You can find him on Twitter, at SlickRicky691. And he had sent a tweet to Jessica Ahlquist, which says, I hope this 16-year-old attention whore gets gang raped by a pack of thugs and has her fucking throat cut afterwards. I just sent him a lovely tweet back.
Classy. When did that get sent?
I just got it. Just popped up on my feed.
God, what a frickin' moron.
Yeah, so we're gonna send – I sent him a lovely little response there. But, no, yeah, it's SlickRicky69.
I have her in my stuff today, too. I'm kind of getting sick of hearing her name, to be honest.
If I can figure out how the hell to let's see. View. I got SMS messages.
Where is
it? How the hell do I?
I have her. Oh, here we go. Jessica Ahlquist, 16-year-old student at Cranston High School West. This is like an editorial.
I sent you sent you a link, by the way, in Twitter. Yeah. I figure you might appreciate it. I know, you know, you're capable of – of sending an appropriate tweet.
That's a practice. I can't do it on this computer, though, so I'll have to do it in a minute. Anyways, they got the Jessica Ahlquist thing, and somebody is saying that isn't enough that, what have they got, a $40,000 fund for her now?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Isn't that fucking overkill? Awesome?
Well, I appreciate that people are giving $40,000, but shit, man.
That's a year. That'll cover her tuition, books, and room and board for a year. Give you a nice head start. I think that's pretty cool, actually. You know,
no, it's cool to do, but I know that there's, I don't know. I get bothered when atheists all of a sudden pony up for one specific thing, like when the church got had graffiti put on it. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, a huge amount of money comes in when there's guys like the Atheists Helping the Homeless that are like going, "Hey, we could use some donations over here," and just like crickets are chirping for them.
Yeah, it's well. That's one of the things that I wish were I wish weren't so cat-like about our movement. There are some really good atheist charities out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, Doctors Without Borders. You got Foundation Beyond Belief. I mean, there's many of them. To the credit of our movement, though, we did end up giving I think $500,000 to Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Absolutely.
That was, but yeah, I understand that. You're right. It is. You know, there are a lot of people who are in need, though. And what do you do, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no way you're gonna help everybody. But it's just, I don't know. This 40. If he would have put something up there for the Atheists Helping the Homeless, I wonder how much money they would get. You know.
Yeah.
And those people, that's like, yeah, they don't have anything at all. And I don't know. I kind of see Jessica Ahlquist kind of as the same way as Madeline O'Hara was kind of when she started.
Yeah.
Because the reason that she got that – the reason she was the plaintiff in that court case was just by chance. There was other court cases coming up dealing with the same thing. She just got – hers got picked first. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was just luck of the draw. It wasn't like she was the only one that was going after the prayer in a school thing. There was other people. And I can't remember – they had the name of the guy in one of the documentaries I was listening to. But it's just the luck of the draw. And I'm kind of glad it was her because she had a big enough mouth and enough of an attitude to – to get some – I think she was pretty effective, especially for her time that she was – the time that she was doing it. And they had interviews with a lot of people that said when she came through town, we would talk amongst ourselves and say, I feel the same way. Oh, you do too? I didn't know that. You know, and it's things they were having – they were finding out things that other people were thinking the same way as them that they never would have even talked about if she hadn't been coming through town and stirring things up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting how she just happened to be, by the luck of the draw, the person that got – don't know, condemned or not condemned, the person who got that responsibility, because I know it was kind of tough on her and her family, too, especially her kids, one of her kids especially. Because he is now fighting to get prayer back in school, isn't he? Her one son?
I can't remember his name.
He's a quack.
He's a fundamental pastor, and exactly he's the opposite of his mom.
Yeah, exactly the opposite.
Exactly the opposite.
Talking about how his life was so horrible being raised by her. Yeah.
So I think I'm going to give up Jesus for Lent. Oh, wait, I did that already. Never mind.
Good job. You're a man ahead of your time. All right, I got something on lighter edge now, except for I lost the beginning of it.
Oh, no.
DC driver Danny White thought he had a really good idea for a joke, but the joke's on him to the tune of $20,000. White's prank started 25 years ago when he got a vanity license plate reading no tags. He said that he was just having fun and that people weren't getting the joke, but the issue he has now is each time a car without proper identification is cited for a violation, a DMV employee enters no tags in the paperwork. Because White's vanity plate is registered with the no tags, his car comes up under the...
no tag.
Yeah, so he's that's the one that gets the citation.
Oh, that's too much, man.
Yeah, notices for the fines are then mailed to White's residence. Vanity tags have a long history of causing trouble for the DMV and other motorists. White is hardly alone in becoming a target for bad ticket karma. In 2006, Los Angeles Times reported that on a California driver's license plate, it contained the initials NV, which is also the code that California uses for not visible plates. So he started getting tickets. That dude eventually gave up his plates, but White drives a Chevrolet truck. When a ticket arrives at his home citing a non-Chevy vehicle, he doesn't have much trouble getting them dismissed. But White isn't always so lucky when he does get a copy of a ticket meant for someone else's Chevy. He says, I've got enough tickets here to plaster my whole car. It's over $20,000 worth.
Unfreaking real.
The DMV knows about this, but they haven't done anything to change it yet. Yeah. They told him to give up his vanity plates before they changed how they logged their paperwork at the DMV. So I thought that was kind of funny. I could imagine that happening to me, something like that.
You know what's really funny?
What?
The Daryl Gilliard controversy.
What the hell's that?
Daryl Gilliard's the pastor of the Christ Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church in Jacksonville.
Okay.
He's also a convicted sex offender.
Oh, figures.
So no kids are allowed at his sermons.
Really? So they can't bring the kids to the
sermon. Is the exact opposite of the Catholic Church, where they're encouraged to go to church.
Yeah. Oh, Anna says, reasonablecharity.org?
It is what?
Reasonablecharity.org is an atheist charity also that she wanted to give a plug to. Reasonablecharity.org.
There are a few very, very good ones, you know, that aren't doing, you know, the, you know, 2 cents out of every dollar is actually going to the charity. You know, a lot of them, a good portion of it. They have to run their organization. You know, I don't think any charity should, be lambasted for using a portion of their donation.
As long as they're reasonable about it.
As long as they're reasonable. You know, I say if any organization that uses, you know, more than 50%.
Yeah, should be less. You know, I think there's a number out there that they should be using, because there's a couple groups that kind of keep an eye on charities and kind of rate them. I don't remember what they are off the top of my head.
Well, there are, you know, just because it's a charity, it's still a corporation.
Exactly.
And a corporation, you got to look 20% of your corporation's income on average, right there goes to payroll.
Yeah, actually, in my company, we could do 18, but yeah.
And I've had it as low as 15. I've had it as high as 22%.
Yeah, there's times of the year we go 15.
You know, but it's around 20%. You know, give or take a couple of points. So you know, if they're putting, you know, 60-70% of their donations to their cause, whatever cause they're getting behind, they're actually only really using, you know, 10-15% of it for other costs. Maybe got no
overhead,
utilities or whatever overhead. Yeah. It's just all the ones that you see out there that are using, you know, 10%, 8%, 10%, 5% are actually going to the whatever cause they're getting behind.
And I think that they should be transparent as much as possible too.
I mean, I agree.
You got people giving money, donating money to you, giving you money for basically not for nothing, but they're not getting anything, you know, any services for it. Actually, I mean, I guess they're getting. Somebody's getting services, but not the people giving it. You should be able to tell those people that their money's going where it's supposed to go, because they're just pretty much handing it to you, you know, trusting you. And the fact is, you can't trust everybody. Sorry. I'm sorry you can't trust everybody.
Can't trust everybody.
Listen to this one. there's a counselor. Sorry, let me do this. A bill working through its way through the state legislature could make it difficult for counselors because it's been dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill. It prohibits public elementary and middle schools from providing any instruction or material that discusses sexual orientation other than heterosexuality. This is in Tennessee. An amended version, which a House subcommittee passed last week, trimmed the bill's sails, though it's unclear how far. It said instruction would be limited exclusively to natural human reproduction science, but left those terms undefined. The bill's original sponsor, Republican Bill Dunn, a Republican from Knoxville, Tennessee, said counselors would still be able to use the word gay and would have all the latitude they need to discuss issues of sexuality with a student. But they're complaining. They want – oh, here's we go. Counselors are complaining because they're going to tie their hands. Some of the examples they have – or concerns they have are suicide prevention posters that reference sexual orientation, gay teachers from displaying or discussing photos of their partners, discussions of sexuality with parents who ask their children, and thoughtful exploration of episodes with students are targeted with homosexual epithets. And these days, in case you don't know it, people out there, there is a huge, huge acceptance of gay and lesbian gays and lesbians among young people these days. There is a lot of girls who become lesbians, openly become lesbians, or saying they're lesbians, or even bisexual, and the same thing with men. The kids don't seem as hung up on it as old people do. I don't know what it is, but they're more accepting of it. My daughter has told me that there's a shitload of girls that are bisexual or lesbian now, and that you know, it's just like, bam. Once that door got open and they felt comfortable about talking about it, when you're that age, you're already confused enough. I think that, you know, as you get older, you probably fall on one side or the other. And if you don't, that's good too. But you're very mixed up at that age about sex. I mean, you're totally mixed up. Especially guys, because guys kind of have this – I don't know. I wouldn't say it's especially guys. But I know as a guy, I can understand that they have difficulties because as a guy – it's really – you're kind of screwed. You know what I mean? If you come out as a gay guy, or used to be, if you come out as a gay guy, you're kind of screwed. It's a little more accepted out here, but I know there's still part of the country, obviously, that don't accept that no matter what. Doesn't matter what. You're not going to be accepted. And they're talking about middle school being tough, and this is going to make it even tougher because the counselors won't be able to discuss anything except heterosexuality with the kids. And the reasoning is the Republicans or the people pushing this bill – want the parents to teach their kids about sexuality in their way, and they don't want the schools getting in on that.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of, I don't know. It's unfortunate when you start telling counselors who the kids are supposed to open up to and be able to talk about anything with, actually, you know. The counselors are the ones, I've always thought they were the they were very important because they're like the kids' friends, kind of. You know, they're allowed to be the kids' friends. They're not their boss. They're not their teacher. Not their principal. There's no, you know, they need to have an adult they can go to and talk to about anything they want to and be able to bounce it off them, but get an adult response from it so that they can kind of learn how to consider things or get an adult perspective, because kids aren't wired to deal with all that shit yet.
Well, you know, when you look at the issues that all the issues that's the negative issues that surround. Human sexuality all come from religion, you know, and it used to be there was one guy a long time ago who did studies on it. And, you know, I'm sure you know who Alfred Kinsey is.
Yeah.
But there have been a lot of other follow up studies done that basically say that there are the people who are either 100% heterosexual or 100% homosexual are a minority. Most people fall somewhere, even if it's a little.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between. I got to thinking about that, and I'm sitting in my living room just flipping around, you know, the TV channels, and I was thinking about that because I got a lot of friends of mine that consider themselves to one degree or another bisexual. So I'm flipping around the TV, and I come upon the Blue Collar Comedy Show, and there's Ron White. And Ron White is trying to tell his friend that his friend is bisexual, and his friend's like, no, I'm not. And he says, I bet you are. And his friend says, no, I ain't. And Ron White says, all right, when you're watching – here we go with the porn again. When you're watching porn, do you like to see a guy with a limp dick? And he goes, no, I want to see a – But seriously, though, yeah, I mean, the youth today, high school, college level, are definitely starting to realize – or have realized for a little while now – that there really isn't that much of a stigma attached.
Yeah, they are up on us on that, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, it's a good thing, but, you know, we need to, I don't understand, why can't we just accept that? These kids are a little more progressive thinking than us, instead of trying to stop that and stifle it by, oh, no, you know what, here's what we're going to do. You don't talk, you can't say the word gay anymore. Now what are you going to do, kids?
It's a God thing.
Yeah, God doesn't like gay people. You don't want to make God mad, do you? Come on, kids. Let's just stick to the basics, you know? And it's a hard time. Man, it's a hard age. It's a hard thing to go through. I don't understand why life was made so that you go through so much bullshit when you are not ready to deal with that. And choices you've got to make that are going to affect you for the rest of your life, you got to make at 18, you know? Christ, who the hell's ready to make life choices at 18? I know I was sure as hell wasn't. An example of that was I went to jail a month after I turned 18. I learned the hard way, but I wasn't ready to make choices that were going to affect me the rest of my life. And how many times do you hear about kids going to jail for the rest of their lives over things, stupid shit they've done when they were 18, you know? So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I need to wake up. Okay, I've got some misconceptions here I thought I'd share with you for the last, what do we got, half an hour or so? Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to call into the show, I know there's a couple people in the chat room are mentioning they'd like to call in. You can do that at Reepso Radio and the number one on Skype, or 559-316-4737. That's 559-316-4737. Or, I don't know, put your number in the chat. I'll call you. I can afford it. Doesn't cost me that much. I think I paid $8 for the call-in line for like 6 months or something like that through Skype. Awesome price.
Cool.
Okay, the claim that a duck's quack does not echo is false. The echo may be difficult to hear for humans under some circumstances, but it does echo. And where does that come from anyways? Why would you think that a duck's quack doesn't echo? I mean, it's a sound. It's
I don't know.
Subject to physics, right? I don't either. It doesn't tell me that. Yeah. The notion that goldfish have a memory span of just a few seconds is false. I don't know how they know that either. I think there was a test they did running them through a maze or something. I don't remember how they did it, but they proved that it had a memory span longer than a few seconds. Let me see if I can look at that real quick. Because I always thought that was goldfish, or probably goldfish, or just fish in general. Not dolphins, of course, but just normal. Your normal fish swimming around are the fucking stupidest things that have ever existed on the planet. God, they're dumb. That and cows. Cows aren't bright either. Cows are not bright. Cows are very cute when they're young. They're very ugly when they're old, and they're not smart. Memory. And they stink a lot. Stink bad. In case you didn't know that. What else we got here? Lemmings do not engage in mass suicidal dives off cliffs when migrating. They will, however, occasionally unintentionally fall off cliffs when venturing into a new territory. That happens to the best of us. With no knowledge of the boundaries of the environment, this misconception was popularized by the Disney film White Wilderness, which shot many of the migration scenes, also staged by using multiple shots of different groups of lemmings on a large snow-covered turntable in a studio. Photographers later published the lemmings fall off a cliff. This misconception itself is much older, dating back to at least the late 19th century. So there you go. Lemmings do not follow each other off a cliff. Bats are not blind. While most bat species use echolocation as a primary sense, all bat species have eyes and are capable of sight. I didn't know that either. Furthermore, not all bats can echolocate, and these bats have excellent night vision. See Megabat or Microbat. Sounds like superheroes. It's Megabat. No, actually, sounds like a Godzilla movie. Megabat versus Godzilla. See. It's a common myth that earthworm becomes two worms when cut in half. I didn't think it became two worms.
I don't know, man.
However, only a limited number of earthworm species are capable of anterior regeneration. I got to learn that. I got to remember that term. When most earthworms are bisected, only the front half of the worm, where the mouth is located, can survive. That makes sense to me. That's, you know what? That's kind of common sense. Which half do you think is going to survive? The head, the part with the ass, or the part with the head?
Probably both.
The head has the best chance, I think. I guess it depends on what kind of person. If it was a person, it depends on what kind of person. If they talked out of their ass a lot, it might be that end.
See, but if you are no longer to use your – if you are struck blind, deaf, and dumb, you can still survive. But if your asshole shuts up, you're dead.
Yeah, eventually. But you're going to be totally full of shit up until that point.
I just got some medical advice on Facebook.
Really? From who?
Some guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but he says here, my only, let's say, technology is so advanced nowadays, the insulation of your wires, that's the my myelin sheets,
yeah,
will be taken care of so it doesn't short, blah, blah. He says, also, your brain is the controller, and you must every night order your brain to do repairs on these. All the best, positive, yada, yada, yada. He's a nice guy.
That's something I was talking about the other day, too, when we were talking about the brain and how it's strange. The brain can be aware of something that's happening to it, but it can't do anything about it, you know?
Well, I basically told him that, you know, he says, you know, I should also get a doctor that's either atheist or Jewish.
Why Jewish?
Well, he says the Jews are most brilliant since they are not brought up by the Christ psychosis infected family. Stagnate. I like this guy. He's got some kind of quirky ideas. But,
yeah, it's kind of quirky.
but my neurologist is Asian, actually, and he knew who I was, and he looked at me when I first saw him. He said, I just wanted to let you know that I am a scientist. And I rely completely, he goes, and I rely completely on the evidence that is presented to me. And I
said, got a disclaimer going.
That works for me, you know. But, you know, I told this guy, I said, look, as far as ordering my brain to cure me of my illnesses, my brain has not evolved far enough to cure my body of blah, 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 blah. I'll try to work on that.
That is going to be a tough one to get your brain to do that. I wish it was that easy, though.
I know.
I wish it was that easy. Here we go. I got the goldfish thing here.
Oh, go for it.
Let me see if I can find the memory thing, though. Where's
that? Regale me.
It's not telling me the memory thing, though. It's a shitload of different kind of goldfish. Size, feeding, behavior. Goldfish have strong associative learning abilities as well as social learning skills. I might have to change my opinion of goldfish now. In addition, their visual acuity allows them to distinguish between individual humans. Owners may notice that fish react favorably to them. Are you sure? I don't know if I'm buying this shit or not. It says citation needed, so yeah.
That's citation needed.
Somebody goes, oh, Goldie missed me. Goldie missed me. Look at him swimming in circles. He's fucking hungry. Feed him something. You don't care who's doing it. The dog could feed him. He wouldn't give a shit. The cat could feed him. He probably wouldn't care. Goldfish that have a constant visual contact with humans also stop considering them to be a threat after being kept in a tank for several weeks, sometimes months. That's just instinct, though, isn't it? If you're sitting there and
I think
no harm comes to you.
I know that the last time I bought a fish, I put it in the fish tank. It swam right over to the filter, got sucked up.
And
died.
I was going to say. If a fish has any intelligence at all, it's going to know that by me owning it, it could die at any moment. You know, even unintentionally, its life is in danger.
I have the same luck with plants.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're one of those people.
I have brown thumbs, man.
Yeah. Seriously? Yeah. You're like a black cloud of death on living things.
If I had the money, my lawn would be made of AstroTurf. Right now, it's dirt, a couple of weeds.
Hey, rocks are pretty. Rocks can be pretty.
They could be.
Yeah, rocks can be pretty. And you can't kill a rock.
No, you can't. Here's but you can make big rocks into smaller rocks.
Here's something I wasn't aware of, that there's a controversy over proper treatment of goldfish.
Proper treatment of goldfish?
Exactly. Some countries ban the sale of traditional fish bowls under animal welfare legislation. Due to the risk of stunting, deoxygenation, ammonia, nitrate poisoning, and in such a small environment, because their large oxygen needs and high waste output, such bowls are no longer considered appropriate for housing goldfish. In many countries, carnival and fair operators commonly give away goldfish in plastic bags as prizes. In 2005, Rome banned the use of goldfish and other animals as carnival prizes. Rome also has banned the use of goldfish bowls on animal cruelty grounds. The United Kingdom, the government proposed banning this practice as part of its animal welfare bill, though this has since been amended to only prevent goldfish being given as prizes to unaccompanied minors. In Japan, a traditional game called goldfish scooping is played, in which a player scoops a goldfish from a basin with a special scooper. Sometimes bouncy balls are substituted for goldfish.
Bouncy balls.
Although edible, goldfish are rarely eaten. A fat among American college students for many years was swallowing goldfish as a stunt and as a fraternity initiation process. The first recorded instance was in 1939 at Harvard University. The practice gradually fell out of popularity over the course of several decades and is rarely practiced today. Al, have you ever swallowed a live goldfish?
I don't want to say anything now. I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't go to Japan. Wait, as long as you don't go to Rome or the United Kingdom, I think you're pretty cool. And, well, as long as you're accompanied by an adult.
No, I've actually never swallowed a goldfish, but I have flushed a couple.
Yeah, yeah. Were they dead when you flushed them?
No.
Well, it was kind of like an amusement park ride for them, then.
I guess it was.
Yeah, until they got to that, until they got to the water treatment plant and things changed.
Until they got to my septic tank, yeah, it was fun.
Oh, yeah, septic tank? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's
it's
not quite the same kind of ride.
Until you end up in a shit pit.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if that's, yeah. You might get in trouble for that. I might have to cut that out of the podcast so you don't get in trouble.
I was 15.
Because you never know what might happen. You know, I meant to talk about Ernest's stuff a little bit more to kind of went over it. Because Ernest, anybody who knows, the Saints' Revenge, he was dressed as Muhammad for a Halloween parade. And a Muslim actually took offense by him doing that and thought it was illegal for him to do so in the United States because he's from Egypt, I think, he was from. I can't remember where. But it was illegal in the country he came from to do that, to portray Muhammad, because obviously we all know that Muhammad is not supposed to be portrayed by anybody or anything. Are we even supposed to talk about him?
I don't know. Because, you know, when you say Muhammad, a mental image pops in your head, so...
I'm going to say it three times fast in the mirror, see what happens.
Maybe that's why they all get beheaded.
I don't know, yeah. It's kind of creepy the way that they're overprotective of Muhammad and the Quran, those idiots. Did I say those idiots? I meant those silly, silly people.
Silly people.
If ignorance was bliss, they'd be multi-orgasmic.
Yes, they would.
Yes, they would. So anyways, Ernest was given permission to tape the recording, or tape the proceedings, and so he did so. And I know that he did some stuff with it. I wrote a blog about it because I had a copy of the audio. Al, you had a copy. We kind of all got together and just did our whatever we wanted to do about it and make sure it was covered. And it was covered. But then I guess the judge called Ernest and told him, hey, out of nowhere, told him, hey, don't you use that audio, that recording, or you're going to go to jail for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernest kind of got upset about that because he wasn't doing it. I mean, I wasn't sure what was going on with it, but I think – from when I heard from him, he was kind of like, you know, wasn't going to do anything else with it. He was kind of waiting for it to play out. And that pissed him off, so he released the audio on a local talk station. And he had me Judge Mark Martin, if you heard my message, I called him to tell him what I thought at the same time so that he knew that it was on the air. So now Ernest is in violation of this judge who thinks that he can – I don't understand what the judge is afraid of, really – about this recording. I mean, if there's nothing on it that he did wrong, why would he care? Unless he's just, like, being kind of a bully. And if there is something on it that he doesn't want people to hear, maybe he should just come out and say, hey, you know what? I misspoke, or I did this wrong or that wrong, and I'm not going to do that again, or at least deal with it like an adult. I don't get it.
Yeah. God.
So I made a video and wrote about it again because I thought it was wrong, especially to threaten him with jail. You know, and I guess they can't send the sheriff to come and get him. He's supposed to go and I don't know, himself and go, here, I'm here to go to jail, is what he's supposed to do, I guess.
I don't know. It's contempt. It's a contempt.
It's contempt. Sure, they can issue an arrest, but I don't even know if is it an arrest warrant, because a warrant, they could come and pick him up. But from what
I don't think it's a warrant. I think he's got to turn himself in.
Yeah,
I don't see him doing that, actually.
What's that?
I don't see him doing that.
No, I really don't see him doing that. I know that if he does do that, I want dibs on his room at the Reason Rally.
You'll be rooming with me.
Yeah, totally. Just kidding, Ernest. Sorry. But yeah, I just thought it was kind of bullshit. I don't know what the judge is thinking. He doesn't seem to have very good judgment for being a judge.
No, he doesn't.
And you know what's interesting is I did a Google search on him, and I found a site. It's called City Search, where you can – it's kind of like a Yelp kind of thing where you can – do reviews on things like restaurants and businesses. Well, a judge is considered a business, I guess, in this City Search thing. And there was another person who had a problem with Judge Mark Martin calling his mother names during a truancy hearing.
Damn, what the?
Yeah, like saying she was a bad parent and calling her names like stupid. And yeah. And so I guess the kid wrote this, and it was well written. It was looked like it was written by an adult saying, this judge just totally mistreated my mother at a truancy hearing. My mother was nervous. It was her first time ever being in court. She didn't, you know, she was really nervous. She didn't know what to do or say. And the judge just ripped into her, I guess. Mark Martin just ripped into her and made her feel like a piece of shit. So, yeah. And he called Ernest a dupist, too. I don't know. I've never been in front of a judge, and I've been in front of a few judges in my time. But I've never been in front of one that called me names while I was standing up there, you know. Just not accepted here in California. We don't accept that kind of behavior from a judge.
No.
I don't know what it's like in Pennsylvania. I guess they do, but in California we don't, for the record.
For the record,
do you have anything else that you want to cover, or I'm just going to keep going through these facts if you're done?
Did you see the new American Atheist billboard?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's
what
a
is it?
Picture of on the left-hand side. It's a set of two sets of feet at opposite angles under some covers. Obviously, you know what they're doing.
Strong.
And this says atheists make better lovers, and then underneath it, in parentheses, it says, "After all, nobody is watching."
Nice.
I love it, man.
Yeah, because they did that study saying that atheists were kind of didn't have as many hang-ups in bed because they didn't have religion kind of holding them back.
Yep.
But you know what I think about the study? I think that they just lied. People lied on that study.
So.
Because everybody's, you know what? A lot of people are freaks. You people listening out there, I know you're freaky. I know what's
up
with
that. Oh, yeah. World's full of freaks, man.
Hey, they got that couple. You hear about the couple on Halloween? People called the cops saying, hey, there was a car with a naked woman in it, like tied up, and she had duct tape over her mouth. And they thought she was being, you know, kidnapped. So the cops go looking, trying to find out what the fuck's going on here, because it was in a shopping center. And they're looking all over the place and looking all over the place. Well, they finally tracked down the car, and it was a guy and a girl role-playing for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And they ended up writing them ticket, arresting them for indecent exposure.
Of course, because they just can't let anyone have any fun.
Yeah. Well, the dude's kind of dumb because he had a station wagon. They showed the car. Windows weren't even tinted or anything. I mean, what the fuck are you doing? At least tint the windows, man.
That's the fun part, though. Man.
I don't know, man. I would at least tint the windows. But, yeah, and then they were interviewing couples, asking them what they thought. And there was like a couple going, yeah, well, yeah, we might do that. You know, it's like you can see a light bulb up over their head going, yeah, we'll do that.
Ding.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I know people are into, you guys are freaks. Anna, don't lie. I know she's a freak, too.
Anna's a freak.
Anna's acting like she's all, no, I'm normal.
Oh, yeah,
like
right.
I said,
yeah.
Everyone's a freak. So, yeah, and she just signed off out of the chat, too, at that same moment.
No, she's
back
still there.
Now, but she signed out for a
she's
minute. She was trying to avoid it.
No, Anna's a freak.
I wonder, yeah. Hey, Reap, your nickname, how'd you get it? Oh, you want to tell? I don't know if I want to tell the story now. Do I want to tell the story now? I guess I can tell.
Why not? We still got 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. All right. When I first started, I was on the internet, like, for a long time, but I wasn't really, like, doing anything on the internet. I just kind of, like, I had an email address, but I wasn't, like, socially involved in it. I was a part of bulletin boards. Remember bulletin boards?
Oh, yeah, Gopher and all that shit?
Yeah, yeah. I was you had to have a certain amount of uploads to get a download, you know? It's like,
yep.
And you had to pay for some of them. Most of them, they would just do, like, the barter thing. You'd trade software for software. So when I became single again this last time, I was becoming more socially active on the internet, and I'd met a friend of mine from high school, and she was involved in the paranormal and Yahoo groups. You know, Yahoo groups, in case you don't know it, Yahoo groups are groups on Yahoo where people like subjects. They kind of, it's just a message board is what it is, but it was the closest thing to Facebook before Facebook was cool. You know what I mean? You could post a response, and it would go in your email, and it'd be like, bam, 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 bam. So you'd go back and forth. Well, she was part of a paranormal group, and there was this guy that was talking serious shit about her and some of her friends, saying that ghosts were all bullshit, and these people were all full of shit, and all they wanted to do was get famous. But he was being a real asshole about it, and in fact, he was calling people's employers, like finding out if they'd got a drug bust in past years, and calling their employers and telling them about it. Had a couple people had gotten fired because of this dude. He was writing letters to people's neighbors, telling them things that they've done, you know, and just being a dick to people. So I knew a little bit about IP and IT and stuff like that. So I started harassing this guy. And I told him, you know, you don't have to be rude to people. And he pretty much told me to fuck off right from the get-go. So I decided I was going to start screwing with them. So I found a program that would email and make it look like he emailed him. He was emailing himself, and he had a Yahoo email. And I would email him just like random shit. It looked like it was email coming from himself. So he thought he'd been hacked, and he changed his email like 6 or 7 times. And I'd send him email messages from other people that he knew, saying like talking like they wanted to, you know, set up a scam or they had the secret knowledge. And he thought it was really from those people, so he'd make himself look like an idiot. And what else did I do to him? Oh, I signed him up for a bunch of stuff online so that he got signed up for like water treatment services and stuff like that, and he got pretty pissed off about that. He actually wrote the Attorney General of California. I know for a fact that he reported me to the FBI. And I also went to the library, and you know, at the library they got the magazine section where you get the little things that fall out, the subscription cards. Well, if you go to the library, you can get about 50 of those at one time, and then you sit down on a night and you put a beer in front of you, a couple beers, and you just fill out that person's address and then send them in, and they get a whole bunch of magazines to their house. So I was doing that kind of stuff, and as I was doing this, I was writing, you know, making fun of him on this Yahoo group, just trashing him. I mean, just talking, just guttural, just shit, because he was just like, yeah, just didn't have any tact whatsoever. And at the end of each email, I would tell him, you know what, you reap what you sow. You got to remember. And so he started calling me Reap So, because he didn't know who I was, but he wanted to know who I was. So he was trying to do searches on my IP address for my emails. I was going piggyback on routers all over town. I'd go to San Jose and I'd do shit from there. So then nothing could be traced back to my IP address. And so it was like a big secret for about a year that I was harassing this guy and just causing him a bunch of trouble. And because I had that tagline, that's how I got the nickname Reap. He started calling me Reap, and then everybody else started calling me Reap. And then pretty soon my daughter started calling me Reap. And I got kind of known as being a dick by paranormal people because I was a skeptic and I didn't believe in ghosts either. But yeah, I thought that people should be fair to each other at least. And that's kind of – the nickname just kind of stuck. And I ended up going to Kentucky and at a conference. Like, my way was paid, which was kind of cool. Sweet. And nobody knew who I was, so I kind of went there and a few people knew who I was, but it was kind of like this really strange, clicky, like a kind of a Trekkie kind of deal, the paranormal thing. It was weird.
I remember you did a show on on the Paranormal Network or some crap. I don't know. I remember started with Reapso Radio.
Yeah.
When you got kicked out of some paranormal.
Yeah. I was doing Ghost Divas show, I think, probably. I used to produce the Ghost Divas show, and I did a lot of paranormal shows, but I was always the big bad skeptic. And in fact, it was cool, though, because I'd get invited to, like, panels where you could actually talk about stuff. And some people in the paranormal just don't quite get it, you know, but they're willing to learn. They're not stupid. They're willing to learn, and once they learn, they kind of, you know, do things a little bit differently. And some people just want to believe in ghosts no matter what and say everything's a ghost, and that's fine. But
I like some of those for entertainment value.
Entertainment value, yeah, it's awesome, yeah.
Paranormal Experience, I think, was a movie, or Paranormal something or another. I don't know. They're up to like number 3 now. I think those are pretty entertaining. There's a new show out. I forgot what network it's on. It's called The River. It's made by the same guy who did Paranormal Activity. And it's basically, instead of people getting dragged under beds and out in doorways and apartments, they're getting dragged through trees and out of tents in the woods.
Yeah.
But for entertainment value, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay, so that's the story. And the nickname kind of stuck because if somebody does fuck with me on the internet, I will. If there's anything that I know about them whatsoever, I can utilize my resources to make things very difficult for them. Like, there's the last guy was talking shit about my disabled son, so I got a domain name in his name. I made a website for him. I thought that was it was fun to do. And then I've made videos about people and like Robbie Thomas, who's supposed to be a psychic. I made videos about him and then tagged him with his name. And If you really want to fuck somebody up these days, all you have to do is write a blog that makes them look like an idiot and just put their name in it. Put their name in the tags. Go submit it to a couple sites. And when somebody Googles their name, which happens these days, everyone, before somebody hires you, before somebody dates you, they Google your name to see what comes up. And if they Google you and they see that crazy shit up there, they're not going to know if you're telling the truth or not, or if you really posted it or not. They're not going to know nothing. So it kind of screws
them. That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true.
And you know what? It's a mean thing to do, and I wouldn't say that you should do it, but there's sometimes when people are big enough dicks, you know, so that – what else are you going to do? You give me no other choice.
Distribute new assholes.
That's right. And I think we're going to wrap up today's show with that.
Sounds good to me, man.
I'm going to actually play some Megadeth. It'll probably be the last time you hear Megadeth on the podcast for a while.
You go, man.
So, this has been Reapso Radio. I want to thank Nicholas for calling in and being a dumbass and couldn't back his shit up. It's funny how people can talk shit on Twitter, but, man, you get them in real life and they just stammer and stutter and can't.
I think they call that the fizzle principle.
Yeah, I don't know what he was expecting was going to happen. Do you think I was going to hold it and say, Nicholas, now give me your hand. Let's be friends now. Because that's not what no. I tried to be reasonable with him online because I'm the same person on the internet as I am in real life.
That's not what Reapso is all about, man.
I'm real. I'm not going to fucking. The keyboard doesn't make no difference.
Don't matter, man.
I have a crazy. Sometimes it makes my life kind of difficult, though. But I can deal with it.
Yeah.
Chill enough, man. I will talk to you next Tuesday. Oh, check out the latest Angry Atheist podcast, too, because I've got Troy Boyle, who's an excellent guest. He's the president of the National Atheist Party. So,
well, cool.
Yeah, he did a good job. He was interesting to talk to. He's a pretty cool guy.
Sweet.
I liked him a lot. Got anything going on, Al?
Nope. Like I said, tomorrow I go in to have a core sample taken of one of my nerves, so I'll pretty much be in bed most of the day.
Lazy
tomorrow, awesome. Just chilling out, yeah. That's
lazy.
All I got going on. Looking forward to seeing you in D.C. and
yeah, it's
going to
be a blast.
Going to have some fun, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So, yeah, I'm definitely going now. I got the money all spent, so.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right, so thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to share the podcast. If you see, what's his name? Modern Sapient? Modern Sapient on Twitter. Drop him a line. Tell him he's a dumbass and if he screwed up. And that's all I got, man. See you next time.
That's all I got. That's it.
Good night.
Later.